And it's time to jump into another flashback. Today, as I record this show, it is March 26th, 2026. And the flashback that we're going to be hearing is from June 28th, 2012. And it's it was a flashback. I think it was cooked up because I had to be recovering from some kind of medical procedure at the time, colonoscopy, I think. What do we have here? Well, we got our duck, my faithful co-broadcaster. He didn't work on my show, but he had his own show, a musical show. And he still is a technician working with Free Radio Santa Cruz, one of the few and only. Most of the show is devoted to the Safeway debate that the community kind of pressed on Safeway, which was opening a, and did open, I believe, a two-story, or certainly an expanded Safeway at Aptos Rancho Del Mar Shopping Center, which was not wanted by most or many of the people there who came to the meeting. You get to hear some of their voices. And then a long introduction, actually, but in the midst of that, I kind of break in with Red of Red and Crow. You may know them as a couple that was longtime homeless activists in Santa Cruz who live in their vehicle. Red and Crow supplied their vehicle as a kind of a makeshift bathroom during the Homies for the Homeless demonstration at City Hall, which went on for a week, staying on the then City Hall had a lawn, on their lawn, and setting up tents demanding that the city initiate and follow the Jones settlement, which had been done in Los Angeles, down at Skid Row, specifying no arrests of homeless people unless you have a place for them to go, which, of course, no cities do as far as the entire homeless population. They're too busy courting real estate interests and giving away other kinds of deals and tax breaks to the wrong groups of individuals or corporations. So you hear a lot of that inside and outside the Safeway meeting. Then there's a Santa Cruz 11 update. That's the infamous effort by the prosecution to go after 11 Santa Cruz. Well, not all of them were activists and not all of them are from Santa Cruz. But very few of them had anything to do, really, except with reporters, with the takeover of the one, the River Street Bank building that Wells Fargo had vacant. And that was at the corner of River and Ocean. No, River and Water Street. And they dragged us through the courts with threats of 7 years in prison for a year, many of us. Some of us got off early, but not without hefty help from heavy-duty attorneys who were, I guess, willing to help some of the folks, but not all of us. Then you're going to get a jump into Berkeley's no-sitting ban discussion at the city council debate, where the Mayor Bates couldn't get his ban people from sitting in Berkeley through, kind of a, in a way, a copycat law to the Santa Cruz's no-sitting ban that we have downtown, which does not allow you to sit on the sidewalk even if you're not blocking it, unless you're within very, very restricted areas. It's a cultural kind of segregation law or an attempt to cleanse the community of certain kinds of people. And that pretty much makes up the entire flashback. There'll be a more extensive discussion somewhere over the rainbow in the weeks ahead when I actually get to getting through the backlog of descriptions that I have yet to do for these shows. In the meantime, in order to find out what's happening in the show, you really have to listen to it. So I encourage you to do that. But more important, to keep your eyes outside your own windows, whether it's car windows or home windows or, well, if you're just walking downtown or walking around or, I don't know, wherever you happen to be, whatever you're doing, be aware that there are people who are outside as the rain hits next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, if it does as it's predicted to. In the meantime, the services are about to be cut off at the Coral Street area, in fact, all over the city for homeless people, with the Coral Street Poverty Industrial Complex funding matters, or housing matters, as they call themselves. And it's It's pretty nasty stuff. We're trying to do some organizing against it. There'll be a march on Sunday at noon, starting at the Sub Rosa Cafe and going to the county building, I believe it is. It's the sort of the response to the a kind of a counterpoint to what Funding Matters has been doing every year, and apparently is planning to do this year. They're doing a so-called march to end homelessness, spending $60,000 doing it, but not really at the same time as they close down their facilities to homeless people. So it is pretty disgusting stuff, pretty hypocritical. You might call it ironic if you were of a sort of a cynical nature, but it's really kind of shocking. And you can check it out by going, grab a sign, stand in line, and join us at the march starting at noon at Sycamore and Pacific, which is right where the bike church is and where the Sub Rosa Cafe is, if you know where those are. Near where the Yan Flower restaurant is, too. Got questions or comments, call in, 831-423-4833. That's the Huff line, and I'll get back to you.